Gamer Tag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Get daily interview, roundtable discussion,
all the latest gaming coverage,
developer interviews,
and latest news from the crew.
A Gamer Tag Radio exclusive.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamer Tag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
E3 coverage starts now.
All right, we continue with E3 2018 coverage live here in Los Angeles. And this is Danny speaking. And also joining me is our guest for the whole week is Wayne. Wayne,
what's how you doing, man?
Wayne, what's the name of your video production company so people could know a little bit about it?
Real Wild. It's R-E-E-L. Wild with an E at the end, like my last name.
And I know you had a Star Wars video.
Yeah, that's called Star Wars Child. You can go ahead and look that up. It should be one of the first ones.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool video. I was cracking up when it came out, man. But yesterday was actually day one for the convention. It's not day one for us.
Yeah.
Been here since Saturday. But yeah, first day, open to the public, media. Got to check out the different games and booths. Your thoughts, first experience going to E3, man. Then we will talk about like the stuff we got to see yesterday.
It's definitely awesome. It felt like a theme park, but for video games, because you walk in and they build this whole world for Jurassic World or Tomb Raider. They bring in these sets and there's like plant life and everything all around.
Yeah. It was cool. It was really
dope.
Cool. And now we got to see a couple of games yesterday. Let's start off with Control.
Yeah.
I know, and I even asked you. I was like, "Dude, how was my interview? Was I like? I think I was like super like excited.
Yeah,
you
bubbly,
know?
Energetic.
Yeah, because even during the presentation of Remedy, so we went to the 505 games booth, and behind closed doors, they were showing a couple of games, and the one that I really wanted to see was there at that time was an unannounced game. So I was like, could it be a new Alan Wake? Could it be a new Quantum Break? What is it? Because I love Remedy, right? So we go to the Sony press conference and they show a trailer. I'm not going to forget this. Paris was right next to me and Paris goes, "Yo, that looks like Quantum Break." And I looked. I'm like, "Nah, it's not. But yo, is that Remedy? Could it be Remedy, a brand new game? This is
yeah.
it?" And they show the name Control. So we sat down in the meeting room. Everybody was quiet, taking notes. I was the only one asking
Literally.
Questions. You were like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, I was right. the only one. Like during the gameplay, I was like, "Oh, snap. Oh, whoa."
Yeah.
But everyone else was mad quiet. I saw one girl taking notes, but then at the end, he was like, "All right, so any questions?" And you're the only one that spoke.
Because I'm just a fan.
No,
man.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan. So I asked those questions, and then we got up. And we were about to go to the next meeting. Oh, no, actually, we were going to go and record an interview
mm-hmm.
with someone from Remedy. It was a creative director for Control. So we were about to leave, and the developer that was presenting the game stopped me. He's like, "Don't leave. Stay right here." And I was like, "Yo, dude, what the hell was that about?"
Yeah.
Like, I looked at Wayne. Wayne was like, "I don't know." So we waited, and he comes back with two shirts, two hats, two pins.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, "Look, we only made 25 of these. And we're giving it to our biggest hardcore fans during E3.
Yep.
I'm like, "Yo, it's an honor, man. Thank you so much." It
yep.
was so cool, man.
Yeah.
So
you could
cool.
tell he was appreciative that, like, one, we were responding during the presentation. And two, that you actually asked questions. And your questions showed that you were a fan, because you were like, "These kind of remind me of Quantum Break and all that stuff." And he was like, "Yeah, we definitely hold our inspirations on our sleeve. Like, we love our inspirations."
Yeah, even during the interview.
Yeah.
Right after that, we did the interview, right? And I asked some pretty good questions, I think.
Yep.
I think one of them that stood out the most, that he looked at me smiling,
yeah,
was like, "Okay, I know that Max Payne, Alan Wake, Quantum Break, they're kind of connected, and there's like Easter eggs where you'll get to see either characters or something that relates to those games." So I mentioned to them that it's in the same universe. Is it all connected? He looked at me and smiled. He's like, "Well, I have to be really careful to answer this," but
yeah.
But he answered it, you know, but he knew that. He's like,
This guy's a fan.
This guy's a fan, yeah. So that was cool. So then another thing that we got to watch was, actually, you got to play this game.
Yep.
Project 1v1, PC. They wanted me to play. I'm like, look, I'm not a PC guy.
Yeah.
I prefer somebody that's really into PC. You're into PC.
Yep, I'm a PC gamer.
So what this game is about, for those that don't know much about it.
It was, well, I mean, at least the demo that I played, it pretty much was like you were put in a map with another person, and it was a first-person shooter, and you just have to wipe the other person out. And I think the round, or at least in the demo, was 5 minutes long.
5 minutes. Yeah, so it's like whoever gets the most points during the 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. And whoever gets the most kills. But it was cool because before you get into the round, they have these things called cards. And the cards can be your weapons. You get two weapon slots and then three abilities. And they got a ton of different cards that stand for different weapons and different abilities. So I can see my... When I first started playing, I could see myself like using my abilities and be like, oh, cool, I can turn invisible or I can drop a turret. And then I saw the other guy like burst into flames and charge me and straight up destroy me. And I was like, okay, I need to read these cards. I don't know what all of these do. Yeah. And then I started moving them around and I was getting a little better. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I think during the break, you're like in this lobby, and if you're not playing, you're watching the game that's going on live.
Exactly.
Like, you're a spectator and stuff. So that was cool. Did they mention how many people could be in that room? They didn't mention that,
no,
right?
No, they didn't mention it. But I think the game type that we were playing was called King of the Hill. So basically, two people fight, and whoever wins moves or stays in the game, and then the next person that was spectating comes in, and then they fight for it. And then it keeps going like that until they move through everyone.
Yeah, so yeah, we're going to go back. I know you were playing Fortnite a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
so
on the Switch.
I downloaded it.
Yeah.
So how is it for the Switch?
It's good? Much easier than the PC, I'm not going to lie. Because I'm a PC gamer, so it's a lot more clicking and different keys, whereas all the buttons are already on my fingertips with the Switch. So it was much faster for me to build things and shoot.
You said level 2.
Yeah.
I went to level 2. I'm like, wait a minute. So you play on the PC. You connected your same account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I was like, wow.
I'm a noob though. I barely played on
the PC. So you barely
played.
Okay.
It was pretty difficult on the PC, at least building wise. I was like, it took me way too long to build because like cycling through the different build options was a pain in the butt on the PC.
Yeah.
Also, I was like a noob. But on the Switch, I was way better at it.
Now, we were walking towards, because we had a meeting yesterday early in the morning, and we missed the Nintendo Direct. Yeah. So I'm planning to watch it once things slow down. Today is looking crazy, to tell you the truth. Like, we have like nonstop interviews and meetings and all that stuff. So, but while we were walking, there was people watching the Nintendo end.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they were there the whole time watching the whole Nintendo Direct.
Yeah,
but we got there to the end.
Yeah.
So the crowd reaction.
Yeah. We weren't even at, like, we were just by some random crowd watching the screen. But when they played Smash Brothers and Ridley, everyone was like,
amazing. Amazing. It was so dope. So dope. I mean, you're excited because, yo, is every
character that was ever in any Smash. That's crazy.
That's
a huge roster. I remember playing Super Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube, and I got so many hours on that because I was like, I got to try every character. I got to get good at all of them. But now I'm going to spend years trying to get good at them all.
Oh, and joining us is Pete. Pete, it looks hurt. Yo, you're hurt right now, man. I got to talk to you about last night, dude.
I'm not hurt. I'm officially still drunk.
Still drunk. I have to say this, man. So last night, I went to Fortnite's Party Royale event, and let me tell you this, man, they spend some serious money in that place, man, because when you go into the Coliseum, that's located here in LA, everywhere it was all Fortnite theme. I'm talking about the pinatas, the bus, everything you can think of from Fortnite, it was all over the place, even the drinks.
Yeah,
it was super freaking cool. Disco balls, all that stuff, man. So it was amazing, man. I got to give props to Epic Games because they did an amazing job with it. Also, they gave us this battle pass where it's similar to the game. So every time you drink, eat, take a picture, or do like a little activity, you get like a sticker, you peel it, and it will say either silver or gold star. You put it there. So you have to collect them. And then the last one, it says rare, and you win like a big prize. Dude, everybody in that party was trying to figure that out. They couldn't find it. Nobody. I gave up. I'm like, you know what? This is too much. I'm just going to walk around and chill.
enjoy myself.
This is too freaking complicated, man. But yeah, that was cool. And P, I know you went to Twitch party last night. How was that?
Went to a Twitch party. It was at a venue we had been at before. I think we went to somewhere. We went to this place, I want to say 2 years ago. Upstairs, downstairs, there's like glass on the floor with like gold bars under the floor. Yeah, I don't remember the name of the club. But I had a fantastic time. Met a bunch of people, saw some people from Stack Up, you know, good friends of ours from the show. Some people from, and apologies because I don't remember their names or the name of their company, but they do some blockchain gaming stuff. That was really cool. Just overall good time. It was a party. It was a party at a club. It's no change.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. But you got to see anything good yesterday at E3 or?
Yesterday was, you know, we had appointments at Noble Chairs. It's a new gaming chair company, you know, trying to compete with DX Racer, AK Gaming. Actually met some people from the AK Gaming group as well. Got hands on with Metro Exodus.
How was that game? Please tell me it was good.
Well, in just a few hours, I'll be over on the floor, and I actually will have an interview. You know,
ooh,
so
nice.
We'll be doing an interview with the folks from Metro Exodus. I believe Wayne will be joining us as well.
Yeah,
to capture video footage as well. There was no like actual like game footage that we're able to bring out. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some assets and throw that up so that people can check it out along with the video, the video interview. But it's not the same Metro Exodus people might be expecting, right? The last two have had a specific narrative. You're still in post-apocalyptic Russia, but they've changed the way they've approached the concept of Metro. So very interesting. Caught my attention.
All right, good, man. Let's talk about Aaron Greenberg's interview, man.
Well, you can talk about it. I have my back to you guys the entire time. I was playing Traffic Cone Simulator.
Yeah, there was so many people trying to cross by like during the interview.
If
it was freaking
look
annoying.
In the video interview, you can see Pete being the bouncer.
Like, yeah, you see the logo.
Strong,
the
like, stiff arm, and people like, nah.
Yeah. But your thoughts of about the interview, I mean, there was some interesting
it's
conversation.
It's cool.
There,
I liked the energy because you could tell that you guys were friends. You know, and he was like really responsive and energetic, where usually some of the interviews, they're like, they answer the questions, they try to be careful about what they say. And he was just like all out.
Yeah.
He was just talking and talking and talking.
Yeah. And I asked him, I was like, I was just being real about everything. Like, you know, I mentioned about like, why you guys even tease next generation console now in 2018?
Yeah.
Like, I was just curious why they did that, you know. So he was like, "Look, we spent 100 minutes talking about a bunch of other things. It was just a little teaser that maybe was like a couple seconds long."
Yeah.
But it got my attention, you know. I just told him, "Look, man, Paris really enjoyed the press conference. I enjoyed it. Everybody knows I'm gonna like their press conference and stuff. And that there's been some whack ones, pretty bad ones in the past and stuff, but." This one was really good because you could tell the energy, the communicating with the consumers, having the fans there, new location. They had more people there, more stations, all this stuff. So it was freaking cool. And the setup that they had downstairs the Xbox theater looked really crazy, man.
That
like
was
the
awesome.
Sea of Thieves. They had freaking
Forza
Horizon 4. Everywhere.
Yeah, Battlefield.
Battlefield. They had a bunch of people playing there. So it was cool. It was cool. Pete, your thoughts about the interview. Was there anything that stood out to you?
Like I said, I was playing Traffic Cone Simulator, but the one that did stick out with me, and I mentioned it to Aaron after you guys stopped, was the part of the adaptive controller. You know, I have a special needs nephew. And the fact that Microsoft is going that extra step, they've got a dedicated fund. They're throwing mad amounts of dollars and resources towards making sure that those with disabilities are taken care of and have an opportunity to enjoy gaming just like you and I, right?
Yeah.
So that's very, very important to me, and I'm glad to see that Microsoft is stepping up and supporting that.
Yeah, it was dope. It was really dope. What else we happened yesterday, man? Cause we had a couple of things, a couple of meetings yesterday and stuff. Oh, B, how was your E3 like overall? Was it calm?
I hate that we're always harping on this now.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic up until about 2:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah, 2:15. Yeah. Yeah. The morning was, yo, no, I walked. It was
fantastic. It reminded me of the E3s of before. Right. Obviously, I don't have as many under my belt, you know, as you and Paris do. But
yeah,
being able to navigate and traverse the floors was a benefit. I know you and I spoke with Reed along with Marcus from AKA Annoyed Gamer. Shout out to him. Yeah. We spoke to him yesterday. We gave some feedback, some good and some bad.
Oh, of what?
We gave him some feedback with regards to, you know, what things they could do to maybe make the event a little more accessible to those for the industry / media side. Mm-hmm. We talked about maybe giving dedicated / segmented entryways for media and industry,
mm-hmm.
similar to the way they did with industry and ADA, you know, people with disabilities and stuff like that. But do that for the media as well. That's why they're here, especially in the later afternoon, especially if you have to like leave and go to like an offsite meeting place. Give them an opportunity to be able to make it back to their appointment in time as opposed to having to go and wait through the line if they happen to have to come back at like 2:30 or something like that when there's so many people waiting to, you know, from the public trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. You know, obviously there's, you know, and I just, I don't want to say badmouth the fact that we had the public here again. So I want to preface it that, fine, we're getting to the point that it's going to become a normality. It's going to become normal to have the public there. So make it a little more, you know, a little easier, a little more accessible for the media / industry folks who have to get to appointments by accommodating the public, but also, you know, making it a little bit easier for us to do our jobs.
Yeah. I passed by the Capcom booth, just passed by, and they had a cool setup, like Resident Evil 2 setup. Really cool. I'm probably going to go sometime this week, I think. I think he's here today or tomorrow. I have an appointment with them. So I can't wait to check out Resident Evil 2. That's going to be freaking amazing. Yeah.
What do you have lined up for today?
Oh, today. Let's see.
Well, aside from the big bully on the block.
Okay, so I have Tomb Raider hands-on.
Nice.
PC version, though.
Good. Good. Get used to it.
So is that also at 10 o'clock? I have World War Z, the game.
Okay. So I've read the book and I saw the movie.
The movie was decent. It was cool.
Okay.
CD Projekt Red, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Cyberpunk. State of Mind.
What is that?
Excuse me.
Wake up, Danny.
Sorry, it's been a long freaking couple of days. State of Mind is for the PC and Switch. The pictures looks interesting. I don't know what is it about. I just know this for the Switch. Got my attention. Booked it. Also, Destiny 2 Year 2 interview. Also, Square Enix booth tour. And Techland, I'm going to check out Dying Light 2.
You're so lucky.
And this other stuff that I can't talk about. But yeah, I'm very excited. And you? You have anything good?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, we're going to be doing a one-on-one interview with the folks for Metro Exodus.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Strange Brigade going to be doing a hands-on as well as hopefully an interview with them, seeing where they've gone from last year. We had a chance to meet up, play their game as well as do an interview last year. So it'll be good to see the process of where they were and where they're at now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing Serious Sam 4 over at Devolver Digital. Looking forward to them. The Devolver booth is always a fun time, right? And then it's kind of synonymous. It's kind of perfect. I'll be doing Scum at the Devolver Digital. at the Devolver Digital space. So it's kind of perfect for me. And then good old CD Projekt Red. I'll be getting hands-on, hopefully. You know, that's what they're that's how they're showing it, as a hands-on, you know, opportunity for everybody's most highly anticipated game of the next 3 years, or whenever it actually launches, Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, man.
And we actually want to record a roundtable.
Oh, 100%.
Just about that game. So it's going to be a pretty interesting roundtable discussion.
And then, man, waiting for Paris. Obviously, he's going to be hightailing it later this afternoon.
He's hype. He's like...
We all are.
Yeah, that's very,
the one
very
game.
Hype.
I think everybody... The entire show so far, everybody I've spoken to. What's your most anticipated? Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're going to wrap it up because we have to go. Yes. We have to go to the convention. So, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And, yeah, stay tuned for more content coming up. Peace.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 76-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.